Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about the sun has risen. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly thanking you for everything you do, your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, the sun has risen. I was reading Genesis chapter 3, and I noticed in verse 8, it reads, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees in the garden." So nice, I got to read that twice. "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking." They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I wanted to stop and emphasize on that part in particular. He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That stood out to me. Because a couple weeks ago, I was doing a study on the gardener, and I was referencing John and his account of the resurrection. How when Mary saw Jesus after he was resurrected, she presumed him to be the gardener. Now, bear with me. I'm getting somewhere with this. As you see, in Genesis chapter 3, it says that the Lord God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. If you do a quick Google search about when is the coolest part of the day, it'll tell you right after the sun has risen. A lot of people don't know that. The coolest part of the day is literally right after the sun rises, right after the sun has risen. So, that being said, reading this chapter, this particular verse, they heard the sound of Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, literally right after the sun had risen. So, when they were disobedient and they chose to not follow his commandment, that was at night, because it says they started to sow fig leaves and cover themselves, hide their sin, hide their shame. And in the cool of the day, right after the sun had risen, the Lord God was walking to fellowship. So I said all that to say this once again. This is in the cool of the day, right after the sun has risen. He was walking to fellowship with Adam and Eve, right? And then the New Testament, the book of John, when Mary Magdalene saw Jesus after he was resurrected, it was right after the sun had risen when they went to the tomb, and she bore witness of Jesus with her own eyes in the cool of the day, right after the sun has risen. So what I'm getting at is every morning that we are blessed to see another day, every morning that that sun rises, it's a reminder that the Lord God walks with you each and every day. Jesus was the intercessor, the mediator to rejoin us back with the Father. We now have access to the Father through the death, burial, and resurrection. He has given us access back to the garden, back to the tree of life through him. Our faith in him gives us access. So every time the sun has risen, we can remember that the sun, the S-O-N, has risen. And he walks with us each and every day. Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless.